Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director and screenwriter Joaquin Lafosse, who is presenting his great film, After Love. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Would you be able to tell us very briefly a little bit about the story of the film?
That's the moment of a couple where she begin to discuss about the end of their story, and she had more money than him, but they have two children. What's happened after at this? What's happened with that?
Yeah.
It's simple like that, but
it's a simple everyday storyline, yes, of a couple kind of slowly falling apart. I would say that that time is very important too.
Yes, but I do the movie because I think that the world change, the idea of couple change. I'm happy to see that often a woman succeed to have more money than their man, and we have to create something with this new situation. And also I try to show how in fact the money it's not the real cause of the problem. It's a sort of symptom. And behind this story, you have in fact a real love story. Maybe you have a separation at the end, but that's not the end of love. All the people that will live a separation know that when you have children, you have to continue to create something with the other parents for the children. And sometimes it's not the worst thing of life. It will be emotional.
Yeah, the film also feels intense to me because of the cinematography.
For me, cinema, it's not the subject of the idea. Cinema, it's how to show, how to shoot, with which style, in fact. That's the real question of cinema. And the proposition, I think it's different than the other movie. I like the plan séquence. My favorite job on the set, that's the actors, and I have the time because we are just in the apartment and in a little garden. I have the time to work with Bérénice Bejo and Cédric Kahn and to help them to give the best works of actors.
Yeah.
I like one of my favorite movie. It's Who is Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and I would like to do my Who is Afraid of Virginia Woolf. I try to search my own Elizabeth Taylor, and with Berenice, I think we should succeed to propose something also powerful.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a very big movie, but with the emotion, I think we show the movie in all of the world, and each time I meet people who feel something with the movie.
Well, it's universal. In terms of style, it reminded me of John Cassavetes sometimes, so there's lots of great influences, I guess, that maybe indirectly as well were part of it. You mentioned Bérénice Bejo, she's great in it, but I'm just going to ask you a more general question. How did you work with the actors in the film?
I think actors are very good when they are in danger. That's why sometimes I refuse to help them. And I let them in the silence. But before the shooting, I work a lot with them. I accept that they wrote the script, the dialogue of the script. I say it all the time. We know, you know, we are better together than alone. And for me, the script, it's not the Bible. I propose to them to write, to propose a new sequence.
Improvise, yeah.
Not really. But I work a lot before, but not during I let them alone.
Yeah. But you mentioned that the film itself was shot in kind of a small setting. Did that help get the intimacy of the film?
Yes, it's that's the good way to forget the bad thing of cinema. When you do a movie, a big movie, you lose a lot of time to to change the set, to prepare the light. And with this situation, I just have, we prepared the set, and after I just have during 30 days to work just with the actors and to think about the mise-en-scène.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and congratulations. It's really a fantastic film.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.